Jennifer Bruner is the enfranchiser of Ohio. One of the first times I saw her speak, I was reading a little bio about her, and they said that she enfranchised the voters of Ohio. And I really paused because I've never seen the word enfranchised in print. I've always read about disenfranchisement. Disenfranchisement of lower-income voters. Disenfranchisement of racial minority voters. I waited 3.5 hours in 2004. I know that that election was taken from us because the machines didn't work. And we're not upset enough about what happened. But I didn't give up in voter recruitment and voter turnout in 2006. Dan Stewart said he would take to the streets with us if those machines didn't work right. So we got Jennifer in 2006, and by 2008, I had no line when I voted for the president. As far as social justice issues, Jennifer Bruner stood for equal marriage at a time that it wasn't popular in the late 80s. She is the proven candidate. She fixed our electoral system after the trash that it was in, that Blackwell left it in. We were the laughingstock of the nation. And by 2008, even Fox News was complimenting her on fixing our electoral system. So is the Democratic Party not serving the people? That's possible. That is possible. That's why we need our leaders to have courage and not play politics. So I believe Jennifer Bruner shows the courage. She's demonstrated it by fixing our electoral system. She was sued 15 times and didn't back down. So if people want to work towards an ideal, go for it. But I think Jennifer is that ideal.
Okay. What about environmental?
She doesn't believe in the dirty lie of clean coal, and there's not another person running on that ticket who can say the same. She hasn't taken any contributions from banks that received TARP funds. There's not another person in that race who can say the same. We're running a grassroots campaign. We're the financial underdog right now. People have been telling us to get out of the race, and we're not going
to
do that. The establishment would prefer that we go away and let their choice stay in this race. And their choice right now is Lee Fisher. But we have a lot of grassroots support. And that's what's going to make us win the primary, and that's what's going to be essential to win in the general.
What's the time frame of all this for getting involved and making a difference?
The primary is May 4th. Early voting starts March 31st. Okay. For people who are waiting for their at-home ballot to come to their house, it's not going to be, they're not automatically going to be sent out like they were in fall of 2008. So for our friends that really enjoy voting at home, you need to send that request in soon. Unless you're a senior citizen or disabled, I don't think you're going to get a would you like to vote at home. So that it starts with voting. And our primary is going to be a good test run for what's going to happen in the general. So for people who don't like conflict, it's good for us to have a contested primary race because it makes the candidates stronger in the general. You know, last year really taught us, it was good to be challenged, you know, and I had some heated debates with friends of mine with the Hillary versus Barack situation. It's okay to disagree.
Yeah.
We can come back together. And a contested primary made Barack that much stronger in the general.